ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामनि गौरात्वेशे नमः चैतन्य मनो अभीष्टम् स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर कंटिन्यूटी ऑफ अवर नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन भक्ति शास्त्री व्हाट वी आर एक्चुअली डिस्कसिंग We are discussing Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti. Is it okay? We are discussing Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti. Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti. And the section which we are dealing, this is the second wave, sadhana bhakti, all right, of the eastern side of the ocean of bhakti, ras, amrita. Eastern way have four, eastern side has four waves, is it okay? You remember all, eastern side has four waves. So number one was the samanya bhakti and number two is sadhana bhakti. So we are discussing sadhana bhakti. Is it okay? In sadhana bhakti, there are two types. One is vaidhi sadhana, another is raganuga sadhana. So now we are discussing vaidhi sadhana uttama bhakti. Is it okay? Shri Rupa Goswami has this whole wave as a one continuous chapter. Srila Prabhupada has divided this into almost say 10-11 chapters from say chapter 6 or so till chapter 13. So what is the subject which we are discussing? The 64 items of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti. This is the subject which we are discussing. 64 items are the limbs of Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti. 64, alright? Out of the 64, three are most important. And what are those three? Govinda? What? Huh? No, this is Govinda. Yes? What is the first? Guru Padashra, taking shelter of Guru, number one. Number two? Initiation and learning. Initiation and learning. What learning? Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what in our book. Okay? And what is number three? Serving the spiritual master. These three are most important, okay? And what is number four? Following the footsteps of previous acharya, it means following the shastra. Very good. And what are the five most important items of Vaidhi Sadhan Uttama Bhakti? Number one? One person. Association with devotee. Number two? Harinam. Two? Reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Three? Deity worship. Four? Mathura Vas. Okay? So these five are most important, right? Now what we are discussing in different chapter, all these 64 items one by one. Whatever the name, chapter 8 or chapter 9, but what we are discussing is discussing the 64 items. Is it okay? So, in 18 items we discuss in chapter 7. Chapter 7 has, this is chapter 7. Yeah. Chapter 7 has ultimately, we have discussed how many items? 18 items. First 18 items are discussed in chapter, say 12, 14, this is 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay? These 18 items out of 64, they are discussed in chapter 7. Is it okay? So this is a number of the item we have discussed out of 64. The chapter 8 has only one offense is to be avoided. This is number 19. Out of 64, it is number 19. Is it okay? And in this, there are two type of offenses. Offenses to the service offenses and offenses to the holy name. Out of the two offenses, which is grave? Offenses to the holy name. If we offend somehow, if the offenses to the service can be rectified or purified, or one can be freed from the offenses to the seva by holy name. But offenses to the holy name are very grave. And 10 offenses we always know. And of these, the first one, offending the devotee, is very serious offense actually. Alright? So this whole chapter is only about the offenses. And the offenses, 32 from one prana and 29 from other prana, these are all seva aparadha. In seva aparadha include the service to the deity, to the dham, all these are different aparadha, seva aparadha. And the other offense is nama aparadha. This is one chapter is dedicated to the only two type of offenses. Alright? Then we started chapter 9. Further we will continue. So, this was the item 20 of the 64. Is it okay? Not tolerating blasphemy, disrespect, no problem. Trinadapi sunichena. We should be tolerant than tree. But we should not tolerate the offense to the Supreme Lord or his devotees. you know. There's one example, it's not a devotional example, but it's a moral example. There were two soldiers fighting, an enemy of one, say two countries soldier fighting a war. And it was the day when the one-to-one combat was the war, and with the, you know, sword or the dagger. So one soldier, he got the enemy fell down and he was sitting on his chest and he has a dagger and he was about to put a dagger in his chest. Now the soldier who was about to be killed, he has no weapon, so he stepped on his, he spit on his, on the face of the soldier who was killing him. Do you understand? And then the one who was killing, he got up and he did not kill him. So he was surprised. He said, you could have killed me, why you did not kill me? He said, to fight with you is my duty as a soldier of my country. And I was killing you because you are enemy of my country. But you personally, when you spit in my face, I become angry on you personally because of my insult. At that moment, if I have put dagger in your chest, then I would have been responsible of killing you because of my blasphemy. So I don't want to take this risk. Now you again come, we will fight because we have to fight for our duty of the soldier. So they started again fighting, but he did not kill him. Because this is the personal, because of the personal disrespect, I don't want to kill you. I am fighting with you on my country's behalf. Are you getting the point? This is the meaning of this. When somebody give me disrespect, don't mind, tolerate. But somebody, or else leave the place. The third one is give the body, give up the body. Which is good in one sense, but Srila, I think by chanting holy name and getting away from that place is the best. We take two courses generally. Give up life, the blasphemy of Lord are the devotees of the Lord. Tilak and Tulsi beads. These are the items, you know, 64. Make in your mind that we are counting 1, 2, 3, 4. So putting tilak are the marks of the Lord, are the four ayudha. Ayudha means four weapons are four special symbols in the hand of Lord. Conch shell, disc, club, lotus flower. These are called ayudha. Huh? Four. So they some are marking on the body, or putting Ram, Krishna on the body, and wearing the kanthi bead. This will make us look like Vaikuntha, and the three benefit of that. Wherever the, and Yamduta never approach that person, and then at the end of the life he will go to the Golok Dham. These are the three benefit of using the two items of devotional service. Number item, what is your question? Well, this soul, because he is giving up life, because he cannot hear the blasphemy of the Lord or his devotee, so it means he is a devotee. So his soul will get a good destination. Definitely his soul will get, because this is for some good purpose he has given his life. So his soul will be elevated, not degraded, like doing suicide, right? So number 3, 23 item is accepting flower garlands, Nirmalya Dhritihi. So when we are wearing the garland, not attacked by Maya. Can you read this 23 item in our book? Chapter 9. And this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 6th chapter. And 46 was Udhav to Krishna. What is that? Can somebody read? Chapter.
garments and ornaments, and I eat only the remnants of your foodstuff, because I am your menial servant. So therefore, I am sure that I shall not be attacked by the spell of material energy.
I will not be attacked by?
The spell of material energy.
Maya. So, one who is wearing the Nirmalya, means the garland of the Lord, he will be saved from Maya. Maya will not touch the devotee. Okay. And then another quote is from Skanda Puran. Somebody can read the quote from Skanda Puran. What is that?
Lord has named the flower of the land, which was formerly used by Krishna because it was relieved from all